Blog Talk Radio.
There comes a time in every man's life when he has that life-changing experience. That life-changing experience for me came when I found Jesus and made him my personal savior. I'd like to thank all the steadfast preachers and friends who prayed for me along the way. You need Jesus more than you know, and I'm here to tell you something.
Jesus is the love of my life. He didn't just save me once but twice.
Age of freedom has come. This is your brother Elohim coming to you live out of Philadelphia. Well, we have some pretty interesting stuff to talk about today, that's for sure. We have problems out there that we're not seem to be able to fix. I'm telling you. Now, I tell you all the time, I'm a Bible thumper. We talk about this book. And we want to talk about the village. We want to talk about repairing some of the problems that we're having. And when I say we, I mean we need to talk about these problems. We need to come together as families. We got to bring this village back together again. I don't speak for the Black community, brown community, white community, red community, yellow community. I'm speaking for everybody. I'm speaking for all the communities at the same time, okay? Now, we talk about communities, and this is where our problem is, basically. You're wondering why your children are acting crazy, going crazy out there. I mean, this is all across the board. Not just one group, all five groups. This is Elohim Five Tribes, Society of Love. We're bringing it to you straight up, okay? We have problems out there, and the problems need to be, one of the problems is that I talk about every show, is that we don't know how to love each other. And this culture is teaching obsessionism instead of love. And we need to teach how to love. Love is acting to make others feel good. Once you say you love somebody, that begins a journey 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Everything you do, everything you're saying is supposed to make them feel good. Everything that they're doing, everything you're saying is supposed to make them feel good, okay? If you're going to say something about somebody or to somebody, it's not going to make them feel good. Just don't say it. Leave it alone, okay? We really have to start loving each other, and it's very important that we do that, okay? I'm not going to talk too much on love, but I want to get into what we're trying to do in reference to repairing the problems that we're having as a group, as what we call family, as a tribe, okay? There's a lot of things going on that we're not addressing, and the elephant in the room is the community-based system. I'm telling you right now, this is how they're controlling the class system. This is how they're keeping the racism going. This is how they're doing everything with this community-based system, which is economics, okay? A lot of us are still economic slaves. We don't understand. We don't have no freedom. If your freedom is based on your ability to spend money, send your child to a better school, have a home, you know, and you don't have no freedom, okay? You're just an economic slave. And they, I would say 1%, but it's not so much all the 1% that's trying to keep you in that position, okay? You have a lot of racism going on, a lot of people who really think that they should be your master, who really think, okay, that they really think that you should be their slave. I mean, they're thriving on this. They're ready to fight for this, to keep you as their slave. Now, we done been through this already, and we're still going through it. We fought a war over this thing. The five tribes, and let's get into this thing like it's supposed to be gotten into. This is something that they don't want to do, but this is Elohim five tribes. This is a wake-up call, okay? Now, we have a lot to do to get back to what we were trying to do under President Hansen in the Continental Congress before George Washington pulled a military coup, ran off, put their names on all the documents like they did everything. You know, somebody with black slaves in the basement, white slaves on the first floor, you know, they're not going to be writing, no, all men are created equal. You know, they ain't writing nothing like that. They just put their names on it. They seized. They just out there stealing. Yeah, I'm talking about George Washington and his crew. Everybody that was slave owners, that's what I'm talking about, okay? They weren't good people. So we have to acknowledge that, okay? Now, like I said, you got people that wants to be your king, wants to be your queen. They want to rule over you. And that's not what Yahshua ben Pandera, whom we call Jesus the Christ, that's not what he was about, okay? That's not what he came to do. He came to uplift you. He came to bring you into freedom. What is freedom? Freedom is control. If you don't have no control over nothing, there's no freedom, you know? We have to learn the lessons of the book. Now, that's another problem that we're having, too. All of these groups, it's time to speak up. It's time to get right, because the village is in need of repair. The village is broken, and we have to fix the village, okay? And this is what I intend to do. I intend to at least take the first step. The longest journey begins with the first step. We're taking the first step. What is the problem with the American culture? Economic-based system. That's the biggest problem. This class system needs to go. We got the middle class, the lower class. We need to get rid of all these class systems so that they won't be able to take advantage of certain groups of people through the class system. I mean, if you're doing good, you're not worrying about the guy sleeping on the street. And that's a problem, okay? Because that guy sleeping on the street, they got children. And if their children don't have the right upbringing, the right training, that same child one day will put a bullet in your child. You follow what I'm saying? Trying to take what they got. It's a cycle that has to end. And we have to end it by repairing the villages. So this is what we're trying to do. We're going to be talking about that for an entire hour, village repair. In fact, that's about all we're going to be talking about here for a minute. Now, we have engaged a group, okay, GS Partners. And that's a networking group, all right? Now, that's a networking group that we can use to help us network together and start to repair the villages. Well, how do we do that? You know, we've been networking solely for, I need money for this and money for that. Now, with the networking system, you can make money, but it's on an individual basis. It ain't like you got to find Harry, Lou, and John, to make money. This is not what we're about. We're about you finding Harry, Lou, and John so we can bring them in so we can sit down and talk to them. So we can talk to their families, okay? And we're setting up platforms and everything else to make this possible. Worldwide, we have to begin a village repair, okay? In the book of Joshua, okay, the cities were supported by villages, not communities, all right? They're running this community thing on you, and this is how this negative energy is being able to foster through the community-based systems. Because one community is gated and they work for certain companies. They have access to work for certain companies so they can afford that $1,500 mortgage, okay? And you have another community that's not gated. They don't work for these Fortune 500 companies, okay? They can't afford that $1,400, $1,500 mortgage. So where are they living at? Anywhere they can, okay? And they're getting apartments. If you notice in your areas, okay, in your villages, they're building a lot of apartment buildings. Why are they building apartment buildings? When you own property, the system opens up to you. It doesn't necessarily open up to you when you're renting. Because if you're renting, that rent money that you're spending do not come back. It's just gone. If you're renting space and running your business out of the space you're renting, that's something different because it's paying for itself. But you need to own property. You need to buy property. Buy something. This is what I'm saying. And that's why when we're talking about the villages, I need repair. This is what we're dealing with, okay? Now, this is how we're setting things up. We have a GS Partners Network. We're going to be working through them, okay? Now, we're going to network. We're going to be setting up platforms, okay? Now, you can make money. You can definitely make money. But that's not the focus. Our focus is on repairing the system. Yes. The systems that we're dealing with, you need money to deal with these systems, that's for sure. And this is why we're dealing with a networking process, because in the networking process, there will be money generated. That money generated, some of it can be donated for different things in different villages and stuff like that there to help. If you have a problem and you're talking to families, see, we got to get the families talking together. Most people don't even know who live on their own block. That's how bad the villages are broken. You got people right down the street. You don't even know who they are. Don't know their names. Don't know their family. You don't know anything about them, you know, because the villages are really, really broken. And everybody seems to be out there on their own. And this has to change. This has to stop. Okay? We're losing our children in the street. You say, well, my child ain't in the street. Listen, this is what you don't understand. If you got children that are going to school, the minute they walk out your door, they're in the street. If you don't think they're in the street, even when they're in school, they're in the street. If you don't think they're in the street, I asked those the parents of those children who are sitting in the classroom, okay? And the gunmen walked in and started killing all of them. Now, if they was homeschooled, they wouldn't have got shot like that because they wouldn't be in the street. You understand what I'm saying? Your children, once they leave the house, are in the street. And if all of the parents that are involved in the area, in your school system, are talking to each other. We would be able to help each other out. When Rakim got a problem, somebody around the corner and seen Rakim hanging with the wrong crew, they'll give you a call. Yo, man, your son hanging with the wrong crew. You need to sit down and give him a chat. That's what I'm talking about. We're not doing that. We're not communicating as family. We're not doing that. We're not communicating like we're supposed to. We're not communicating as if this is a village. Now, when I was little, man, we never had to lock our door. Because, see, when I was little, we had that village mentality. You better not sass no adult. If you sass any adult, you'd be in trouble. You'd be standing on the corner with a door coming. Oh, here come a dog. Here come a grown-up. Here come a grown-up. Which, like, off. We'd back down because the grown-up was coming. You understand what I'm saying? So you don't have that today. The children don't respect the older people. You know what I'm saying? They think, oh, we got new. That's old stuff. Everything that the children are doing now, we did 20 years ago. It's new to them, but it's old to us. And we're trying to warn you, yo, man, this is not the thing that you should be doing. So consequently, the children are being raised by their peers. Like the children know what's really going on, okay? So the first thing you have to do, all right, listen to me. This is global. I'm talking to everybody right now, all right? We're Elohim Five Tribes, Society of Love. That's who we are, okay? I think our site is up and running. You can go to our site. There's a couple things you might pick up on, okay? But we're building the site, so we do need computer guys and stuff like that to help us out. You know, we'll pay you, but we need you to help us out. There's a lot of things on the site we need, okay? But we're building. There will be a Zoom platform for GS partners, okay? Now, it's a networking system. We're going to use the networking system because the way this system is set up, it's set up a little better than the other networking systems. We can use this networking systems to come together, to sit around the table and talk. Talk as groups, talk as families. Families need to get together and talk to each other. I don't care where you are in the planet. Now, this is going out to different countries. Wherever you are, whoever's listening to this broadcast, begin a dialogue with the people in your area. Walk down the street, knock on the door, introduce yourself, let them know, hey, you know, I'm so-and-so, so-and-so, I just wanted to say hi, you know, let them know who you are, begin some type of dialogue. Now, if you keep listening to this broadcast, you're going to be on as much as possible, you know. I want to be on every day, but that's not always possible. But we're here, and I will be coming on, and our focus is a little different, okay? We're going to take a small step. But it's a big one. It's a small step, but it's a big step. When you talk about the families and the crazy stuff that's going on, I mean, my family's out of their mind, you know? I mean, it's like, it's wild out here, you know? So in order to fix the problem, we have to start dealing with the problem. When they talk about the elephant in the room, yeah, well, there's a big elephant in the room. Our families are out of control, okay? I use the term family because that's what we're used to, but it's really tribes. Our tribes are out of control, okay? Each tribe is supposed to feed into the larger tribe, all right? We set the tribal thing up based on colors. And whatever color you are, whatever tribe you're in, you know, the village, it needs repair. You have problems with your children out there. This is across the board. This is worldwide. It's not just something, oh, wow, this just started. It's only a few. I don't care. The rich people with tons of money, they having trouble with their children. The people that are broke, they having trouble with their children. Why? Because the village is in need of repair. You have one guy that could spend $80 million on a boat and people all over the world sleeping on the street. Okay? What's wrong with that picture? See, he doesn't feel connected to the rest of the planet, even though it's the people that allowed him to get that type of money based on his effort. That brother, they work hard. I got to give it to them. They worked hard, exactly right. Did what they had to do to get there, you know? But they're not connected to the world. They're not connected to the people. They're in an individual mindset. The I is important. Now, don't get me wrong. The I is important. But the I, there cannot be a we without the I present, all right? So that I has to be thinking about the we. And once the I begins to think about the we, then we're beginning to make progress. Then we're beginning to have some type of growth, okay? And right now, the village is in shambles. Our villages need to be repaired. Only way you can repair the village is to begin communicating from family to family, family to family. Start talking to each other. Start, you know, find out what's going on with their children. Then talk about your children. Remember our old saying, it takes a village to raise a child. But a village can't raise a child if there's no village, right? This is why we're having so much trouble out here. That's why everything is going crazy, okay? Once you get set up, go in, talk to the police. Bring the police back into that village mindset as well. Call them out. Bring them out to the barbecues. And whenever you're having something, invite them in. Talk to the captain. You know, go down and talk to them. They're people just like you, okay? Just go down and have a communication. Have a dialogue. Say, yo. This is what we're going to be doing over the next couple of weeks. We want you guys to look out for us or whatever. You know what I'm saying? We might be double parking for a couple of days. So just hold up on the tickets if you can, you know, because we're having a festival. We'd like for some of y'all to come down to the festival and get something to eat. You know, hey, bring the police back into the community. At one time when the sheriff threw everybody in the town. He knew who you were and all your children, what was going on, you follow what I'm saying? And it wasn't nothing to invite the sheriff and the deputies over to dinner. Wasn't nothing to give these guys a cup of coffee or something like that there. If they're, you know, we used to have foot patrol police. I seen them out there one time. Actually, it was a couple of years ago when we was having a festival at Malcolm X Park. Then they were on foot. They had to put the guys out there then. But the police feel disconnected from the community. The people are disconnected as a community. You see what I'm saying? The community mindset has to go away. The community, I'm going to say that again, the community mindset has to go away. We have to begin thinking as a village. We can think, in my mind, the whole world, okay, has to be our village. You have to begin communicating. Look, this is 2022. You can talk to Africa, France, Germany, anywhere by just picking up the phone. See what I'm saying? You can begin communicating. It seems like a daunting task to bring the planet back into that village mentality. You follow what I'm saying? And where the cities are supported by villages, like the Bible says. Read the book of Joshua, okay? The Bible tells you what we need to be doing. We're not listening to it because you got a lot of people out there that are putting their thought process on the Bible. But the Bible has its own thought process. And we need to get back to accepting the Bible rather than believing in it. And that's going to raise a lot of eyebrows. Well, they're going to be mad at me. But what can I tell you? You know, it's time for the truth to be told, okay? In the Bible, there is no religious-based groups. In the Bible, they were talking about the Hebrews. That was supposed to be a religious-based group. But the coming of Yeshua ben Pandero, whom he called Jesus Christ, changed all. Class system. We have to get rid of the class system. All this leadership making idols out of people. That has to go away. So a lot of changes have to take place if we're going to step up. And I'm bringing a message. I'm taking the first step. It's a little teeny one, but I'm taking it. Okay? Sure, they're going to be mad. Sure, they're going to be pissed off because I'm not going against the Bible. I'm going with the Bible. All right? The Bible is telling us what we need to be doing. Genesis 1:29. It's telling you what you're supposed to be eating. You ain't supposed to be eating all this flesh out here. Oh, boy, would they be mad at that? You know how much money they make off that pig and cow and goats and everything else? You know, putting that stuff on your table to be barbecued. They make a lot of money off that flesh, okay? But the book tell you, you ain't got no business eating it. And when we first started eating the flesh, we got into eating the flesh as sin offering. Sin offering. It's food for sinners. I'm just saying, you know. The book is a very powerful book, and I love the book. So I call myself a Bible thumper, although that has a different meaning for a whole lot of people. You got people throwing the book in the trash. And only because that these different groups are coming with their own thought process for the book. And that's not what's up. They come with their own thought process for the book when the book has its own thought process. And once we get back into that, then they'll repair our communities. I'm saying communities because that's what you're used to hearing. But our communities begin to flip into villages. Once they start flipping into villages, the drug abuse, the drinking, the gambling, all that stuff will begin to slow down, will begin to stop. Evil is running rampant, not only in this country, but around the world. You can't go nowhere without running into the evil construct. I mean, it's there, you know? When you and the movies and stuff that they're putting out are promoting this evil. And you're looking at it, you actually don't really know what's going on, but that's what they're doing. They're not promoting the welfare of the way it's supposed to be. They're promoting the mindset so that they can get paid off your ignorance. And boy, are we ignorant. You listen to some of these politicians. They are the most ignorant. Some of them, not all of them. Let's get it straight. They are some of the most ignorant people on the planet, you know? Some of the most ignorant people on the planet are your politicians, okay? And some of them have been raised to think that they're supposed to be master over you, that you're supposed to be a slave. If they can't hold you physically, then they're going to hold you economically. They're going to take care of your mind mentally any way they can. They want you subservient to them. They want you praying to something outside of yourself, you know, for salvation when there's nothing greater, nothing better than what you see in your mirror. Nobody look better than you. You know, what you see in your mirror is the greatest thing on the planet. I'm telling you right now. Okay? Let's get into the Bible for a second. Psalm 82:6, it says that you are a God. Don't argue with the book. See what I'm saying? It says the difference between when you, as a believer, you're coming with a thought process. That's not the Bible. Okay? So what we're trying to give you is the thought process of the book. The book has its own thought process. If it says you're a God, accept that. But now what is a God? These people done told you that there's somebody floating around up there. But that's not what's going on, okay? A God is a designer. You're a designer. Everything on this planet that we're using, who you think designed them, okay? This God that they got you praying to, he didn't come down here and put no buildings up. You put them buildings up, okay? Yes, you put the buildings up. And understanding the Bible, when it talks about you being a God, that's the key to unlock the whole book. Everywhere they're talking about God, they're talking about a man or a woman. Now, let's get into this thing for a second. Because if we're going to start getting the village right, we got to know who we are. We got to know who that person is next to you, that person around the corner from you, who they are. And you got that, and they have to know who they are. You know what I'm saying? If God made the heavens and the earth and the book of saying that God is men and women, then at one time we had the technology to build planets. We're coming back into that technology again. Okay? Well, I'm dropping it right now. We're coming back into that technology. The moon is a satellite. Man, we got satellites up there right now. You're born men and women, not children, not teenagers, not kids. You're born men and women, and you grow into godhood, which means that you begin to want to design your own life. Think about it for a second. You know, when that child becomes a teenager, all of a sudden they start thinking about what they want to do, what they like. They're becoming designers. Their godhood is beginning to show. After a while, when they get to a certain age, they don't call you no more to ask you what you think they should be doing. They're beginning to design their own life, to design their own career. They know what they want, how they want, when they want to do it. They don't need you to design their life for them no more. You know what I'm saying? They want to do it themselves. They're becoming God. And you have to let them know what that means. That means they can sit down, design what they want, sit in the middle of the circle, watch the circle, watch the outside of the circle as people going around and around, see how people are getting what they got. Do your research, and when you're ready, reach up and grab what you want. Don't get on the outside of circles of chasing, trying to keep up with the Joneses, okay? You don't want to keep up with the Joneses. You want to be the Joneses. You follow what I'm saying? This is what I'm getting at. So while you're keeping up with the Joneses, find out how the Joneses became the Joneses. And you don't have to keep up with the Joneses. The Joneses be trying to keep up with you. That's what I'm talking about, you know? Design your life. Design what you want. You can do that. You got it like that, according to the Bible. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. The Bible is a powerful book. But if you go outside right now, flap your arms, you will not be able to fly like a bird. Because it's not natural for men and women to fly like birds. But God has no limit. We want to fly, we design a plane. Okay? We want to go on a planet, we design spaceships. There is no limit to God. Once you know who you are, you do not have, there's a lot of ways to make money, a lot of ways to get paid. Okay? With GS Partners, we're offering you that too. In 6 years, you can become a millionaire with the GS Partners Network. We're probably... that's there. But what we're focusing on right now, okay? We're just starting this. So what we're focusing on is village repair. We're taking on a task that people have been ducking for so long. We got to get out of this community mindset and go into village thought process. Read the book of Joshua. Everything that you need to do to get out of the madness that we're in is right in the book. Think about it. There was no British Empire before King James showed them how to read the book. I'm telling you straight up. There was no British Empire. And if you look at the book of Deuteronomy, see, it's just the way you have to look at the book. If you look at the book of Deuteronomy and see how they have been treating the people on the planet, they have made themselves the chosen people. In 1630, they passed a law legalizing the term white folks. And then they start passing laws and statutes to make themselves the chosen people and put themselves, the 1%, as the God chosen people. That's what's going on right now, okay? And it's right there, laid out step by step. The science of slavery is right in Deuteronomy. But you have to read it for what it is. You can't, I shouldn't say can't because we're doing it. They're skipping things so that they can control you and keep you away from power. Where's your power? The only power you got as an individual in this country, basically, all right, is the Constitution, which gives you the right to vote. Okay? President Hanson and them, Continental Congress, they don't talk about them too much because they don't want you to know what's going on. This country is a trust. And the indenture agreement, I'm laying it out to you, the indenture agreement is the Constitution. And once you become of age, you become a trustee. To push the country in the right direction, you have the right to vote. This is a lesson that the Hebrews learned when they were sojourning in Egypt. That's the lesson. Don't hang around in a country where you don't have no controls of the laws and the rules. That's what the Hebrews did when they was in Kemet. And what happened? The Pharaoh that liked all of them, dealing with Joseph, because Joseph helped save the country. The Pharaoh liked him. But when that Pharaoh died, hey, man, he changed the rules. It made them second-class citizens straight away. So they had to get out of there. They're going to come from. But see, President Hansen and them and the five tribes, the people that were there with him, okay, you had the Moors, you had the Indians, you had the poor white trash that Britain kicked out of the country. All of them were there dealing with the Continental Congress, setting it up. They're not telling you this. They don't want you to know this. They don't want you to know that all five tribes were there to set this thing up, trying to make it look like one tribe did everything, but it wasn't like that. That's not how it was. And it's never like that. When you come to justice, freedom, and equality, it's never one tribe fighting and dying to make that happen. Okay? They're spinning history on you so that you'll think it's just one tribe. Oh, the white man. No, no, no. This guy, he's not in there. He didn't do this by himself. I'm telling you straight up. If you really get into history, when you look at the marching, every march to uplift the moral compass of this country, all five tribes were there. Look at the videos. All five tribes were there. Black, brown, red, yellow, white. They were there, okay? With their little signs and picketing and marching. Right? Right now, they're trying to separate you again between black and white. No, it ain't like that. We're in this thing together. Sure, you got some crazy white folks out there. You got some crazy black folks out there, too. So the thing is, they're becoming crazy because there's no village to raise that child. No village to raise these children. We've got communities based on economics with class system to set up, and everybody's jockeying for that payday. See what I'm saying? And if you're part of this group, you know, well, you're going to be set. You're going to have a little money. They tell you not to mess with that group over there. That's what you're going to do, you know? Just think about this for a second. You have a group of people that set up a town, okay? They were getting paid, making money, everybody living comfortable, and then set up no security to protect themselves. And the tribe got jealous of them. What did they do? Came in and burnt the damn town down. Who in their right mind would set up something without a means to protect it? Food, clothing, shelter, and security. That's the real money, okay? That little greenback with these people's faces on it, that ain't real money. That's a bartering tool. The real money is your food. You see what I'm saying? If I got these greenbacks, if you got the greenbacks, well, I'm not greenbacks, it's Abraham Lincoln. But if you got that fiat currency, all right, gold, diamonds, or whatever you got, and I got food, you're going to give me that gold and diamond. Because the gold and diamonds don't mean nothing without the food, because the food is the real money. I mean, it's a wake-up call. Shelter, that's the real money. That's why they call it real estate, because it's real, all right? These are the things you have to focus on. These are the things you need to be talking about, okay? So you understand. And you need to use the Bible as a guide, but you got to learn how to read the doggone thing first. The key to the book, Psalm 82:6. You are God. Everywhere they're talking about God, they're talking about a man or a woman. That's right. We some amazing people. Anytime we building planets, we making solar systems. I'm dropping now because you need to know. I'm bringing you the information, and I'm also bringing you a message from on high that if the five tribes don't work together, break this class system up and stop all this leadership nonsense and start working together as a people, okay? One global people. This is what we have to do. The planet, okay, we will destroy the surface of the planet like we did Mars. Oh, Lord, he done went into E.T. That's right. I'm just telling you what's up. You want to know more about that? Look up the Lemurians. Right now, we're in the last days. And I'm here as a warning. I'm here bringing you a message. I'm a message from on high, okay? This is what's going on. If the five tribes don't come together and they begin working from a village point of view outward, okay, it will come to the point that we will blow the face of the planet up. We've done it before. We're going to do it again. I'm telling you now, no modern man is indigenous to this planet. So stop this Africa stuff. Stop this nonsense that they're pushing you to. We're not from this planet, okay? We made this planet. Hello? Do you understand what I'm saying? The first part of the Bible tells you what he did. The second part gives you the science of how it was done. And we're going to get into all of that. In fact, I'm setting the book up so that you have a copy, okay? You'll know how where the black holes come from. You'll know where the fabric of space comes from. You know how the dimensions were set up, okay? You have to ask somebody. You'll know how the dimensions were set up, where dark matter comes from, where the incorporeal energy comes. You'll know all this stuff. I'm setting the book up now so that you can get this information because you need to have it. And the scientists are beginning to understand that. I didn't put that in the telescope up there. There was no Big Bang, okay, which is what we've been telling you all along. And the Darwin religion, okay, you're going to have to put that on the side. You're going to have to put that. It's natural selection crap. That's a bunch of crap. I'm just telling you straight up, telling you what's up, okay? I am bringing you a message. I'm warning you now. All five tribes, we're all gods. And you don't think you're going to have your foot on God's neck for so long before God start designing stuff to take your foot off, all right? You done been through the Civil War, okay? The guys decided, hey, we do not want slavery. We do not want this crap going on. It's not like that, all right? And so we went to war over that. But after the slave masters, okay, lost the Civil War, all right, and Abraham Lincoln was starting to set up a separate but equal thing. That wasn't a good idea either, but it was working. The Freedmen's Bureau, the Freedmen's Bank, and all that. He was trying to bring the economic system to the country the way it's supposed to be constitutionally. There's not supposed to be a central bank that's not owned by our government, okay? So the Federal Reserve Bank is not supposed to be there. Okay, it is not supposed to be no lawmakers in power that we don't vote for. So the Supreme Court is actually not constitutional, and it shouldn't be there. You follow what I'm saying? Because the people don't vote for these guys. They little cronies put them in office based on what they believe. And that's not how it's supposed to go. Okay? I'm dropping. I'm giving you the wake-up call. Okay? Now, they ain't going to like this. I'm telling you, they're not going to like this. It might kick me off the air talking like this. But it's time. And right now, globally, okay, we're starting here in the United States, but globally, we have to repair the village. It literally takes a village to raise a child. We all got to raise these children together. Ain't no your children, my children. All the children are our children. Okay, all of the children are our children. While I'm on the air, while I'm talking about this Bible, how important the Bible is, if you know how to read it, the story of Joseph, you should be on a 50% budget. That's what you should be on. If you can't save half your money, you're living beyond your means. Come back. Stop buying all these name brand stuff. You got to have a name on your sneak. Put your name on it. Okay? I'm just saying. If you can't save half your money, you're living beyond your means. You have to cut back on something. Okay? That's what you have to do. And doing a name brand thing, hey, you might have to take your coffee to work. Spending that little $3 or $4 a day on coffee, hey, that's a big deal. It don't seem like a big deal to you. And living out of McDonald's, that McDonald's food ain't cheap. You think it's cheap. You got a family of two. You're spending $10 a day eating them little McDonald's meals. That's $20 a day. That's $600 a month. You know how much bulk food you can buy for $600 at some of these places? Do you understand what I'm saying? You're throwing away your money because of the thought process that they have you under. Okay? I'm not saying every now and then you're out on the town, you want to stop at Mickey D's and get a meal. But you got people who live in McDonald's. Every day they eat at McDonald's. Okay? Every day they eat at one of these restaurants someplace, you know? Wasting their money. I'm not saying don't go out, don't go to the restaurant, don't have a good time sometimes when you want to go. I'm not saying that. But it has to be within your budget. Okay? If you're going to spend $600 a month on food, it has to be above the 50% budget. Has to be. If it's not above that 50% budget, you can't go out. You got to eat at home until you get your budget under control. Because if you're not stacking half your money to invest, you're only a few weeks away from the street if you lose your job or something go wrong. Okay? You're not that far from being in the street homeless with those people out there with living in the cardboard box. All right? Look, I'm bringing the message. I'm started. The message is here. The message is out. I'm coming to you from a biblical point of view. God, yes, I am. And anybody out there talking about, I'm an atheist, you have no idea what you're talking about. There's no such thing as an atheist, according to the Bible. If men and women are God, okay, you came out your mother's womb. See what I'm saying? So how can you say, I don't believe in God? You're going to come from? You don't believe in what you see in the mirror? The Bible is telling you who God is. So how could you be an atheist? This is what I'm talking about. The people don't want this fictional thing that they're giving them as far as God is concerned. All right? And when the people begin to wake up, they say, wait a minute, something's wrong with this picture. God did this and God told me that. You follow what I'm saying? And some of the people, they go from one fictitious God teacher to another fictitious God teacher to another fictitious God teacher because they never get the truth about what's going on with the book. The Bible has its own thought process. If you follow it, you will stay out of trouble, okay? Book one tells you what it is, and the science of book two tells you how they did it. And this is what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to be giving this biblical wake-up call. Now, remember, that's going to put me in their crosshairs, okay? That's what that story of Jesus is about. You go against the powers that be, especially with this idolatry running rampant. The idolatry is a very powerful system, I have to admit. Now that I understand what idolatry actually is, it's a very powerful system. That's why they wanted to kill Jesus. They killed James, you know. And they went after the rest of Jesus' crew. You know, the Bible don't say how they died. Okay, so only one that it talked about how they died was James and Jesus. So the moral of the story of Jesus, if you can't rise above the crucifixion, don't mess with the powers that be. I'm telling you, leave these guys alone if you can't rise above the crucifixion. So right now, we're talking about village repair, bringing a village together. So it's not about me. There's going to be a whole planet, okay, setting up to do the right thing. They can't kill everybody on the planet. Well, they learn how to. You deal with these viruses. You know what I mean? They drop a virus and only they got the cure. You got problems, right? That's what I'm saying. You have to get yourself in into the seat of power. This is a global message, all right? The village is in need and in repair. We want you to get with GS Partners. I'm going to be giving out the link so that you can do that, so that you can hook up with GS Partners. And come in and help us talk to each other. Help us communicate. Help us get the families to start talking to one another. We're not talking to one another right now. And we need to do that as families, because everybody got children. You can't be watching, you can't watch your child 24 hours a day. Once your child leaves your house, hey, they're in the street. And all of the parents that are in that area that go into that school need to be talking to one another. Need to be on the phone. Give each other's numbers and stuff like that there. Yeah, my child goes to the school. My child goes to the school. All y'all should be talking. You follow what I'm saying? You don't talk to each other. Your child might be having certain problems in there that's not being communicated to you. But they might be telling their parent. And if you're talking to their parent, you might get that information. You say, wait a minute, I heard that so-and-so stone's coming. Oh, yeah, Mom, but I ain't saying anything. I figured I'd work it out on my own or whatever. I ain't no working out on your own. You follow what I'm saying? Let me get over to the school and talk to these teachers to see what's going on. That's what's up. The village, we have to return to the village mindset. It takes a village to raise a child. You are all gods according to the Bible, okay? Accept what the book is saying. Get out of this belief system that they have you in with all of these different groups, okay? Get out of the belief system that they have you in with all of these different groups. The only actual religious thought process was the Hebrew mindset, but then that wasn't an actual religion. You see what I'm saying? They were worshiping, I'm going to say it whether you like it or not, they were worshiping E.T., okay? E.T. was manipulating these people so they can get the goal. That's a whole other story. When you find out how they were coming into the planet, digging for the gold and all that, you got to do some research, man. I mean, the Bible is something, boy, you know, especially doing the story of Moses and the Exodus and all that. I mean, once you start seeing it for what it is, okay, it ain't spooky. It's not a spooky book. It ain't none of that, you know. And once you really see the Bible for what it is, you'll understand there's no such thing as an atheist. Darwinism is a religion, okay, and we're not indigenous to Africa or this planet, all right? We're not Romans, Greek, we're not none of that. All of us are from different planets, man. All five tribes are from a different planet. Wouldn't it be, and the planet is up near Cyrus A, B, and C, okay? We're dealing with the Christ consciousness. I'm going to say it, if I got about 10 more minutes here, so I'm going to say this before I go off the air. The Christ consciousness, the oral tradition started with the Dogons. This is where Cyrus A and B come in. That thought process is there. The first written tradition went through Isis and Osiris. They spell Christ K-R-S. That's how they spell Christ. Then it went to Amun-Ra. This consciousness keeps flowing. It went to Amun-Ra. Then it went to Upanishad. Okay? After that, it went to Buddha. From Buddha, it went to Jesus. From Jesus, it went to Muhammad. And now our consciousness is at a level that we can get this information directly from Christ. That's what I said. You can get it directly from Christ. But when your consciousness gets to the point that you're receiving information through the ether, you have to have a guide. And your guide should be the Bible. Okay? Not the preachers, not the Sanhedrin or Nicodemus out there. Okay? Your guide should be the Bible, but you have to begin to read the Bible for what it's worth. People ask me, do you believe in the Bible? I don't believe not. I have accepted the Bible. Bible says you're all gods. That means you're designers. Sit down and design the type of life that you want. sit down and help design this village so we can save our children. There's a lot we need to talk about. There's a lot going on out here. There's not we need to communicate with each other on. And I have started the journey. Right now, GS Partners, we want you to look up GS Partners. I'm gonna send you a link that you can get into so that you will be able to link onto me. So when you come to me, we're using GS Partners to do village repair. Okay? So I want you to sign up. I want you to get the information. Don't cost you nothing. You can sign up for free. All right? We want you to get the information, and I had the link right here. We want you to get the information. We want you to know what's going on out here. We're talking about village repair, okay? And tomorrow, when I come on the air tomorrow, I have the link for you. You can just you can hit that link. I sent the link out on the airwaves. Those of you, 200 or 300 people that are in my phone, I've sent the link to you already. Okay. Now, if you're listening to this broadcast, for those that are on the line, I want to thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate it, and we'll be getting more and more back at you. But a lot of you already have the link. Click on that link. Look into what's going on. Look at the site and all that. But we'll be setting up a Zoom site so we can sit down and talk. We need to talk family to families. Families need to talk to each other. That's what I'm saying, okay? Some of us, I'm guilty of this too. We got my own little brothers and sisters. Sometimes we don't talk to them. We fall out with it and don't know how to repair. We don't know how to repair because there's no village there. See? If the village was there, we'd know how to repair the rift between brothers and sisters and cousins and aunts and uncles. We'll be able to fix that up, you know? They got you thinking, when you think, they got you thinking mama, papa, baby. That's it. They don't want you to go no further than that. They don't want to get you into your entire diaspora. Some of your diasporas are huge. And if you form a voting block just with your siblings, it will make a difference, okay? We only got 1 minute left. So with that, I have walked the path of the honest and good, and I will keep my mind focused and read what you sow. And I eagerly embrace everything that I put out to come back to me today. With that, we will chit-chat again. Tune in just from 8 to 9. Just click on sometimes and see what's going on. I'm hitting and missing right now, but I'm trying to get to the point that I'll be here every day. I ain't got there yet, but I'm working on it, okay? So with that, I'd like to say much love, guys. We love you. And just remember, love is the act that makes others feel good, okay?